41. Property Evaluation and Selection. Dialogue 1. We can put together a real estate package that has located viable investments for your consideration. But one thing to remember is that determining which one is most suited to your investment goals is your decision.
What kinds of things do I need to consider in making my selection?
You'll have to consider all the vital information, like location, size, estimated equity, year built, and things like that. You can also check out the resale activity at the zip code level, matching the location of the property. This should help you make an informed investment decision based on the resale market data.
Great. Anything else I should be sure to do in my evaluation?
Well, the most successful investors don't only consider the physical attributes of the property and the community it is located in. You'll also have to consider what the probable performance of this investment will be over time.
So now I've got to be able to tell the future.
It's a little like guessing the future, but it's educated guessing. It's a matter of creating projections for income, expenses, and sales scenarios. You can also use investment metrics to help you have a good idea of what might happen. Dialogue 2. When it comes to actually selecting a property, how should I go about doing it?
Well, one of the most important things you can do is to act quickly. You know, with the speed that good properties are snatched up, once you've made your decision on which property is the most appealing, you've got to act on it as quickly as possible.
So, what if I've narrowed it down to a few properties I like, and there is one specific one that jumps out at me? How can I make sure that no one else gets to it first? I mean, until I have answered all my questions about it, I won't be ready to commit. But I don't want to lose a property just because I'm taking time to evaluate it.
Yeah, that can be a problem sometimes. But some real estate agents allow you to put 48-hour holds on properties that you are interested in. It's like reserving a property while you perform your due diligence.
What does that mean anyway, due diligence?
Due diligence is the research you do to make an informed investment decision. You can find things like extra photos, mortgage quotes, bids from contractors, or interviews with property managers to help you evaluate your investment decision. Due diligence is just another way to say finding the answers to your questions.
Well, if I am going to make an investment, I want to make an informed decision.
That's the smart way to do it. Sometimes your research will result in a purchase, or sometimes the research will cause you to pass on the property in question. The important thing is to select a property that will help you meet your investment goals.